Amen. Let's look to the Word of God today and trust the Lord for utterance, inspiration in our hearts. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. Bible says, "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living." This is a well-known portion of Scripture. A woman that came with two small copper coins, the smallest coins in circulation in the currency in that day, and she threw them into the treasury. Poor widow woman, out of her want, out of her need, out of her lack. And Jesus said, she has cast in more than all they which out of their abundance have cast into the treasury today. Sometimes we look at this passage and we deal with the giving, the spirit of giving, who gave and what manner they gave. But I'm not going to deal with that today. We understand that when the rich, those who have abundance, come and give in their gifts, if they pour into the treasury out of their abundance, if they have a spirit of faith and gratitude, their offering is equally accepted as that of a poor widow woman throwing in her last coins. I want to deal with something else this morning. And that phrase where Jesus said, she did cast in of her want. She did cast in of her poverty. She cast in of her lack, other translations say. And my question this morning is, what would prompt a widow woman to cast in of her want, to cast in of her need, to cast in the last two coins she had? She'd used up all her supply. She was down to her last two red cent or two nickels, and she threw them into the treasury. What would cause a woman to do this? There is only one reasonable answer, that her act was an act of faith, that she was sowing into the treasury of God, that she was so desperate for God. She said, I'm going to cast in my finances, all that I have left, and I'm casting myself on you, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and I'm asking you for a harvest. I'm sowing this morning out of my want. I'm sowing out of my need because I need a harvest of finances in my life. Jesus said she's cast in more than all the others. She sowed more that morning into the treasury of the house of God than those who had given out of their abundance. And the Bible says, according as we sow, so shall we also reap. Hallelujah. What an act of faith. What an act of desperation. Down to so little. And casting in. The Bible doesn't tell us the rest of the story. But I, in my heart, knowing my Lord and knowing the principles of Scripture, I doubt that widow woman ever lacked again in her life. Because what you sow, you will also reap. Psalm 65 or 68 says that God is a father to the fatherless, and he's a defender of the widows. He's a defender of the widows. And here was an act of desperate faith, a sowing of a seed into the house of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, the Apostle Paul said, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." There's no one who sowed more bountifully that day in the temple than that woman. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, and not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. He has given to the poor. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. That is the righteous deeds of this person, blessed of the Lord. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown. Multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. My, what wonderful promises that he who supplies seed and bread supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. God's desire is to bring forth the abundance, to bring forth the liberality in our lives, and we sow into the kingdom of God. We sow our finances, and as we'll see today, we sow in other areas that we might reap a bountiful harvest before the presence of the Lord. The sowing and the reaping. The Bible says in Proverbs that there is that person that scatters, gives generously beyond what it appears they can give, and yet he increases. There is that scattereth and yet increases. And the Bible says there is that withholdeth, and yet tends to poverty. Isaiah 32:8 says, the liberal soul devises liberal things. The generous soul devises, plans, creates liberal, generous responses and acts. And by liberal things, he does stand. The liberality, the generosity in a person to sowing into the kingdom of God, to sowing into the treasury, to sowing into the life of God, that brings forth a standing. That person doesn't fall. By liberal things, he stands. Now in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 1, a chapter earlier, Paul said, moreover, brethren, speaking to the Corinthians, he said, I want you to know the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, another region, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, something happened as those people began to give. Something that took them beyond their ability, beyond their means, beyond their finances. I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. These people, as they began to give, the Spirit of the Lord began to rest on them. The miracle power of God, supernatural working of the Holy Spirit, began to rest upon them. And all of a sudden, they found they were able to give beyond their ability because their sales increased. And somehow they got bonuses at work and their businesses prospered. And the money they did have went further than they thought it would. Because according as we sow, so shall we also reap. God is looking for a generous people. God is looking for liberality in our hearts. Now let's look at Philippians 4 and verse 19. This glorious promise. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. We read that and say, according to your riches. My God shall supply all you need according to your riches. But it's not. It's according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's beyond my finances, my wage, what I'm able to afford. There is a treasury of the Lord. God says, I will supply all your needs according to my riches. That God begins to open up his storehouse. God begins to open up the wealth of the earth to his people so they can bless his name and bless their families and bless the work of the Lord. Now there is a premise to the promise. The promise is verse 19, my God shall supply all your need. But the premise is back in verse 15, Philippians 4 and verse 15, where the Bible says that the people had to respond to the Lord. Philippians 4, 15. Now ye Philippians know this, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. The fragrance of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. A people that were liberal, a people that were giving generously, a people that were sowing into the kingdom of God. And the promise was, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches, his treasury. A woman cast two mites into the treasury, into the financial storehouse of the Lord, and she received the blessing of God. Elijah, word came to Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17, arise and go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow woman there to provide for you. Arise and go to Zarephath. There is a certain widow woman there. The Bible says that he was sent to her. What was there in the heart of this widow woman that caused God to send his prophet up to that region of the land to minister to her? Elijah needed provision, but that widow woman needed a miracle. And the Lord gave her the opportunity to receive miracle provision in her life. 1 Kings 17, verse 9, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow woman or a widow there to provide for you. So Elijah arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. This woman had to sow into the ministry. She had to sow into the prophet of the Lord, who represented the Lord himself. And as she did, miracle supply came forth in her life. Now, anybody that would have been there that day and heard that request, they would say, this is unreasonable. You don't ask a widow woman to do this. When we counsel people, we must be careful that we do not counsel out of our human reasoning, out of a spirit of unbelief. Where we're so calculated and we look at all the human factors involved and we give our counsel. This woman was on the verge of a miracle because God was giving an opportunity to sow something into the work of the Lord and into God himself. Hallelujah. Make me a cake first. And as she did, miracle supply began to flow. The presence of the Lord touched her, and that bin of flour and that jar of oil never ceased producing until the rains came and harvest came in the land. What a miracle. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 44 and verse 30. The best of all first fruits of any kind and every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices shall be the priest's. Also you shall give to the priest the first of your ground meal to cause a blessing to rest on your house. The priest represented the Lord, the ministry. It wasn't given to him as a personal gift to use however he desired. It was a gift to the house of the Lord. It was unto the Lord, these finances. And the Lord said, give to the priest the first of your ground meal to cause a blessing to rest on your house. According as we sow, so will the harvest be. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully into the kingdom of God will reap bountifully in all departments of his or her life. Psalm 126 says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who goes forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. Now, harvest doesn't happen in a day unless there's a miracle supply. But harvest comes. There's seed time and harvest. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. These widow women we just read about, they were sowing in tears. They'd come to the end. They were brokenhearted. They were restless. They were anxious. They were filled with fear. I don't see any hope. There's no future for me. My finances have run out. Two little copper coins, a handful of flour, and a little oil to make one last meal. They'd come to the end of themselves. But the Bible says those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. And those who go forth with weeping, bearing precious seed, and casting it into the treasury of the Lord, and casting it into the presence of the Lord, will doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing their sheaves with them. When I think of Psalm 126, 5-6, I can't help but think of William Booth, General Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, lived in majorly in the 1800s, and passed away in 1912. This great man of God who raised up such outstanding work for the Lord and believed God for such provision and mighty miracles and salvations and ministered to so many people with his troops and organization. He had young ministers and pastors in other places in the land that looked to him for apostolic covering, and they were dealing sometimes in difficult situation. And one day he received a telegram. The old telegraph system back then. He received a telegram from one of his pastors, and this pastor was so discouraged, so disheartened, in despair. He'd been laboring in this area, and there had been no breakthrough, and it seemed people weren't open to the gospel. And he sent William Booth this telegram, said, "It's so hard here. It's so hard here. There's no hope." That's what he was saying. He said these words, "I've tried everything." William Booth sent back one response, two words, "Try tears." Try tears. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. When your heart is broken, when you don't know what way to turn, when circumstances are heavy, that's the time that you're going to say, "I will sow in tears. I will sow when times are tough. Sow when times are difficult. Sow when the bank account seems empty. I'm going to sow when I seem to have nothing, and I'm going to believe the promise of God. I'm going to cast myself on Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider and my healer and my helper." In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha. saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. She said, Elisha, we're a godly family. We've served in the ministry where my husband served you and was faithful to the prophetic schools and the ministry. She said, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. And when Elisha heard those words, his spirit quickened. And I trust we hear them this morning. You might have nothing in the house but a jar of oil, but you have a, if you have a jar of oil, you can partake of the miracle provision of the Lord. Then Elisha said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. There is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. My, this is one of the great stories in the Bible, isn't it? This widow woman crying unto Elisha. Listen, it's wise to make our request known to the people of the Lord. But there comes a point where we no longer cry unto people. We get a word from God and we go into the presence of the Lord and we deal with our lack and we deal with our need in the presence of the Lord. We've received a word. Now I must go into the presence of God, into that secret place with the Lord, and in faith I must work out the provision of the Lord. This family, without nothing in the house but a jar of oil. She'd come to the end. Her two sons were to be taken as slaves, crying out to Elisha. And Elisha said, I want you to go and borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Get as many oil vessels as you can. Now you can imagine this mother and her two sons. Everybody knew about their predicament. They were at their last. They didn't have much. They had no oil harvest to put in any vessels. Can you imagine this mother and her two sons, a little sheepish, knocking on doors? You have to overcome fear. You have to overcome human reasoning if you want to partake of the miracles of the Lord. And they went out and began to knock and could we borrow some, do you have any empty oil vessels, one or two that you're not using? Can we borrow these empty vessels? And people would go back in their house to get their empty vessels, and I'm sure there was a quiet chuckle in their heart. This widow woman, the stress has gotten to her. Everybody knows she has no oil harvest to put in those vessels. Ever since her husband died, she's been using up the resources and she has nothing left. And it seems that her husband had gained his livelihood from the olive groves, from the oil supply. And maybe there had been a bad harvest or 2 or 3 years and now again. And they said, this woman has come to her end. She's lost her senses, but let's humor her. Let's give her a vessel or two. And they gathered all the vessels and brought them home. They brought them home. You think of the embarrassment of this woman. But she had a word from God. And she had a word from the prophet. And she said, I'm going to believe God. And she brought the vessels home. And she had nothing but a jar of oil. Nothing but a jar of oil. It looked so inadequate. It looked like such an impossibility to meet this need, all these empty vessels and a little jar of oil. But she began to pour out. And as she began to pour out, the miracle took place. And the Lord wants us to know this morning that we need to bring the empty vessels. We need to bring the empty areas of our life. We need to bring the lack. We need to bring the brokenness. We need to bring those areas where the devil has harassed us and intimidated us and threatened us and said, I'm going to take your sons and your daughters captive. We need to bring those areas of our life to the Lord and say, Lord, we're going to start pouring in. We're going to start pouring in the oil. The creditors had come. Creditors had run out of patience. The officials had given their word. These sons will go into slavery to pay off this family debt. Nothing but a jar of oil. And we take the jar of oil, we take the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we take the anointed promises of God, and we take anointed prayers, and we take anointed rhema words, and we bring anointed surrender, and we go into our home and we shut the door and we begin to pray and pour into the empty, broken areas of our life and allow the Lord to bring supply. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your house, go into your closet, and when you have shut the door, when you have shut the door on the areas of your life where you have need, when you've shut the door, then you begin to pray to the Father who is in secret. The Father is in that secret place. If we want to know where the Father is, one place He is in the place where His saints are calling on Him in the private chambers of their life and yearning for an answer from God. He's there, and the Bible says that the Lord who sees in secret will reward His people openly. And when the vessels are full, when prayers are complete, you can pay off your debts and you can live on the remainder. You can live on the overflow of God, because our God will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Take your children, take your family. If there are struggles in the family, if there are areas of need, he said, take your two sons. Bring your family close together. Say, sons, this is what's happening. We have need. We need the presence of the Lord. Will you pray for me? Can I pray for you? Let's pray and call on God to meet this area of lack in our family, to fill our vessels so we can overflow in the goodness of the Lord and find the provision of God. Two coins and a jar of oil, but it's enough because there's a miracle for those who call on the name of the Lord. Human reasoning says it's not enough, it'll never work, there won't be supply, but we can't fall on the side of unbelief. But the spirit of faith said, this is the answer of the Lord. We will sow, we will give to the Lord. We will so surrender. When times are tough, sow your finances. When times are tough, sow the Word of God into your life. When times are tough, sow intercessions and prayers. When times are tough, sow surrender into your life. Because as we sow, so shall we also reap. Revelation 3, 7 to 9, worship team, come. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says He who is holy and He who is true, He who has the key of David, He who opens and no one shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Write to the messenger, write to the leadership of the church. These things says He who is holy, He who is true. He has the key. He can open doors and He can shut doors in a moment. Jesus has the authority over our lives. And He says, I know your works. I've set before you an open door. No one can shut it, for you have a little strength. You've kept my word and have not denied my name. Sometimes we feel like we have only a little strength. And it's true. That's what he said to this church. You have a little strength. Now, the Bible says the Lord wants to take us from strength to strength, and that we can be strengthened in faith and be strengthened in the authority and the honor of the Lord. But I don't think there's a person here, including myself, that doesn't feel little strength in some area of your life at some time. Little strength in an area of need, in an area of lack, in an area of desperation, in an area of circumstance. Just feels like I have little strength. I want to say to you this morning that it is enough. It is enough. That little strength is enough. And if you will exercise the little faith you have, and if you will exercise the faith in the Word of God, you will keep His Word. You will not deny His name. That little strength is enough to set you on your way, because my God shall supply all your need according to His riches, not your riches. He will supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's stand together this morning. Jesus Christ is Lord. He has the key of David. He shuts and no man can open. He opens and no man can shut. This morning, let's sow generously into the treasury of the house of the Lord. Sow out of our need. This woman has cast in out of her need. What does this widow woman need? This widow woman has cast in out of her want. What does this widow woman want? She wants the finances. She wants the provision. She wants the blessing of the Lord. So she took the little she have and she threw it as seed into the ground of the treasury of the Lord. And the Lord brought forth a harvest to her life. It's not only finances, so many areas. Take the little strength. Don't let your little strength keep you from the presence of the Lord. Sometimes our weakness can overpower our strength, the impossibility, the discouragement we feel, the heaviness we feel, and I just got such little strength. Yes, but the promise of the Lord is if you will bring that little strength, He will blow on it by His Holy Spirit, and He will lead you and He will guide you. And you will stand in the abundance of the Lord, for God is no man's debtor. Those who sow will reap bountifully. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's lift up our hearts and hands to the Lord today. If you'd like prayer for any needs or would like to come and surrender yourself to the Lord in a fresh way this morning, please slip out from where you are. The Lord's dealing with an area of need in your life, and you say, this morning, I'm going to come and cast those two mites into the presence of God. I'm going to cast the little strength I have into the presence of God this morning and believe Him to multiply my life and provision. Then you slip out from where you are, but let's all of us this morning take hope, be quickened in our spirit to believe God, to sow into those empty vessels, to pour into those empty vessels, knowing there is miracle supply for the people of God, that we live a life that's not our own, but the Lord is strong on our behalf to show Himself strong for the righteous and to lead us and guide us in the beauty of His will for our lives. So this morning we worship and we adore Him. Hallelujah.